for organizing this round of inclusive consultations and thank colleagues for the interesting exchanges. We have listened carefully and we would like to make some additional remarks on language that was proposed that we can support at this stage in line with Belgium's position in other fora. I realize these remarks may be a little bit untimely. They go beyond Section 3 and at the same time don't mean to be closing remarks. And for the sake of clarity, they don't in any way preclude our position of any of the other remarks, including those that were mentioned by member states' representatives, which we will continue to study, or on our general position on the new version of the draft declaration. I will be brief. Concerning victim assistance, we think a reference of the word victim in the first phrase of para 4.4 would be useful. We would also support a reference of what victim assistance may include, such as suggested by INU, or in a shorter fashion by ICRC in 4.4 in Fine. On mine risk education, the UN has proposed the introduction of the provision of risk education in para 3.5, which we would support. Third, in line of Belgium's engagement on the subject of children and armed conflict and IHL, we are happy to support the following suggestions by the UN. In 1.2, the additions of particularly children and education. In 1.3, the additional reference to healthcare facilities. In 4.4, the addition of age sensitive. Finally, on humanitarian access, my delegation has already made the point on this topic in Section 2. However, humanitarian access has become increasingly difficult to achieve in modern-day warfare. Therefore, a clear reference to this IHL principle in Section 4 is appropriate, for instance, by adding it at the end of 4.5 or by adding a standalone paragraph. Mr. Chairman, we thank you for your efforts throughout this process and hope for a new draft version of the political declaration that could enjoy support by a wide number of member states. I thank you.